Good evening. Welcome to Mass at the end of this another beautiful day as we gather to celebrate one of the most popular and yet somewhat controversial saints in the history of the Church. To say that Augustine was wayward is an understatement. To say that he lived a colorful life is an understatement. To say that he indulged in all the pleasures of the flesh is another understatement. He wasn't the best of people, shall we say. Why does the Church honor this man? Not because of who he was, but who he became. The sinfulness of Augustine, like all of us in the dailiness of our lives, is only redeemed by the love and the mercy of God. In the case of Augustine, it was also the prayers endlessly and tears of his mother, St. Monica, whose feast day would have been yesterday. It was late in life that Augustine came to know who Jesus was. In his most famous writing, which is the Confessions, he's talking about his search for God. And he says, I then realized that I couldn't find God until I embraced who Jesus was. Until I come to know who Jesus is. Then I could understand and know God. And so Augustine becomes one of the greatest preachers and teachers in the Church's history. If you're able at any time, there are many versions, and I'm sure many simplified versions of the Confessions, about reading, in a sense, a conversion story. Where Augustine knows, when he reflects upon it, that God has always been trying to find him, but he wasn't allowing himself to be found by God. He didn't really understand those words of Jesus, to love without counting the cost. The words that St. John expresses today, that when we love and love one another, then God loves and lives in us. The prayer of St. Monica eventually converted her son. He was baptized by St. Ambrose. He became a priest and eventually a bishop within a few short years. And he preached tirelessly the good news of the gospel. He began to realize what that gospel today meant when Jesus says, "The greatest among you must be your servant." And whoever humbles himself will be exalted. And that's the call not just of Augustine then, but for all of us now. To put God first in everything, the God who is love, and then to humble ourselves before him so that he can send us out to serve our sisters and brothers. And in serving them, we serve God. But it's that hope that we should never lose sight of. We're all sinners, but we're on our way to becoming saints. We're all fallen, but we get up and carry on the journey. We make mistakes, But we go to God and tell him that we're sorry. And in the sacrament of reconciliation, we are forgiven. Just because the account of Augustine's life is so colorful, we might say, well, that's nothing like mine. It doesn't matter. It's not meant to be. It's what is your relationship with God? What is my relationship with God? You can't have my relationship, and I can't have yours. We have to have it as we are. Broken, wounded, vulnerable, trusting, caring, loving. We are who God has made us in his image and likeness. And we come to God again and again and again, asking him to heal us. There are many, many passages from the writings of Augustine. But he wrote this, and it's one of my favorite passages because I think it resonates so much in me, maybe it might in you. Too late have I loved you, O beauty of ancient days, yet ever new. Too late I loved you. And behold, you were within and I abroad, and there I searched for you. I was deformed, plunging amid those fair forms which you had made. You were with me, but I was not with you. Things held me far from you, things which, if they were not in you, were not at all. You called and shouted and burst my deafness. You flashed and shone and scattered my blindness. You breathed odors and I drew in breath, and now I pant for you. I tasted, and now I hunger and thirst. You touched me, and I burn for your peace. Let us pray that Augustine will be an example for us to follow as we try to seek Christ and find him, because when we have found him, then we have truly found our peace.